Wonderful. We get to the Daily Devotional. We're starting a brand new series. And I'm really looking forward to this. We're calling this series Revival Now. And what I decided to do was to look through the Word of God, look through the Bible, and find as many verses as I possibly could that may well refer to revival. And the first one that I think I found is this one. It comes from Psalm 80, and is verse 19, and it says this. Turn us again to yourself, O Lord, God of heaven's armies. Make your face shine down upon us. Only then will we be saved. Turn us again to yourself, O Lord, God of heaven's armies. Make your face shine down upon us. Only then will we be saved. I love that so much. You know, I can remember a time back in 1994, I believe it was. I was at Stoneleigh Bible Week. And all of a sudden, something new was happening, something that we had not experienced before. And the Spirit of God was falling the entire time. I can remember saying to my wife at that time, I can remember saying to her, you know, I feel as though we've been to Stoneleigh Bible Week for a week. And I feel that we've been on vacation. I feel we've been on holiday. And she said, what do you mean by that? I said, well, we have been on a vacation from Satan because there was no attacks from Satan this week at all. It was just glorious. And I really felt that way. I felt that way very, very much. And then I had the opportunity some years later to go to Brownsville in Pensacola in Florida, and that was quite amazing. Going to Florida at that time, when they were going through the revival that they were going through, that was brought on Father's Day of 1995. It was an amazing time at that particular church. The Spirit of God just fell right at that moment. On Father's Day of 1995. And that particular revival lasted, I reckon, around 3 or 4 years. They had full houses and people queuing around the block to get into that church for years after that. It was an amazing time. And beloved, this is what I am praying for. This is what I long for now. I long for revival. And I believe the way to revival is to worship. I believe really strongly that the way to revival is through worship. Let's have a look at this. The psalmist Asaph, that's who wrote this particular psalm, is saying this, turn us again to yourself, O Lord. O Lord God of heaven's armies. Basically, the people were turning away from God. And I believe this is happening today. People are turning away from God because they are seeing disaster happening around them all over the place. And they're trying to do this in their own way. They want to do things in their own way. They don't want to turn to God and trust in God. I've noticed many times when there is a problem in someone's life, they tend to work it out for themselves. They tend to say, well, I've got no money at the moment. Okay, so what am I going to do? I could sell that piece of equipment. I could do this. I could do that. I could go and get another job if I can find another job. And they're just busily trying to work it out for themselves. Beloved, I believe that if we were to pray, if we were to be honest with Almighty God, if we were to get down on our knees and worship Him in spirit and in truth and do this constantly and keep on doing this, I believe that these problems would not become problems anymore. You see, they are not our problems. Jesus said He's bringing us life and life in abundance. He said He's not, He didn't say He's just going to bring us life. He said He's going to bring us life and life in abundance. The psalmist here is saying, turn us again to yourself, O Lord God of heaven's armies. Make your face shine down upon us. Only then will we be saved. The psalmist is pleading with Almighty God to get the people to turn back to him. You know, I was watching a movie yesterday on television. I was watching this movie, The Ten Commandments. It was made in 1956 with Charlton Heston. I really did not believe how powerful that movie was. I saw that movie many years ago, but I re-watched it last night and I ended up in tears. There's this wonderful scene of Moses climbing the sacred mountain. He's going up to the mountain to get the Ten Commandments. God is going to speak to him and give him these Ten Commandments. And all of the people of Israel who have been led out of captive are down in the camp. And what are they doing? They're rebelling. They're worshipping a graven image. They're worshipping a golden calf that they have made themselves. And actually, Aaron, Moses' brother, actually helped them do it. It was an amazing thing. And suddenly Moses picks up the Ten Commandments and he throws them at the graven image. And the graven image is destroyed. And the people are silent. And suddenly Moses screams at the top of his voice, "You have defiled the word of God. Now see his punishment." And suddenly there's cracking of rocks and people falling and people dying, others getting to rescue. It was an amazing experience watching that movie again. Because, beloved, God Almighty wants us to come back to him. Not come back to him where we go to church on Sunday and we say a few prayers and we sing a few songs. But he wants us to come back to him where we worship him in spirit and in truth. And we love him and we adore him. That is what Almighty God wants, and that is what I want for us as well. Father God, I pray in Jesus' name that as we worship you in spirit and in truth, Father God, you bring revival to our hearts. I pray this in the wonderful name of Jesus. May your name be glorified in Jesus' mighty name. God, bring us your love, I pray. Let your love fall upon us now, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name.